have a complaint about your
complaint. Appearance. Complained. Hi there.
Hi.
Today we are going to talk about appearance. To make this lesson more powerful, we recommend you downloading PDF, which you can find below this video in the description. So listen to the dialogue and read along, so you can understand better what we are saying and will remember new vocabulary faster. Hope this video will help you to improve your vocabulary and describe people's appearances better.
What springs to your mind when you hear the word appearance?
I start thinking about different people and about what they look like.
By the way, what's the difference between how does he look like and what does he look like?
When you ask what does he look like, you want to know about his appearance. When you ask how does he look like, you want to know about his state of feeling, I would say. So, for example, he looks sick, or he looks tired, or he looks unhappy, and so on. You can use the following adjectives to describe appearances: tall, short, handsome, attractive, nice or ugly, thin, thick, what else? Strong, weak, or little, big, and so on. You will find more vocabulary in the PDF, so please download it.
What things do you first notice about someone's appearance?
It's definitely clothes and some bright features. For example, if it is a girl, how bright her makeup is, or if it is a man, how tall he is, or something else.
How do you think you look today?
I think that I look gorgeous today.
When is your appearance most important?
It depends on an occasion, of course. So, but I think that people should try look good anytime, so they should pay attention to their appearances anyway.
Yes, I agree. What do you think when you look at yourself in the mirror?
I think that it's important to like yourself, so I always try to stay positive and like myself, even if I look sick or tired, of course, for example.
Do you think the expression appearances are deceptive is true, and why?
Yes, I do. Appearance can be very deceptive, of course. For example, a man can look kind and honest, but be a very bad man, for example. So never believe appearances. It can be deceptive, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say someone looks good, but really they don't?
Yes, I do, of course. I try always to tell the truth, but sometimes it's not easy at all, so yeah.
Has your mother ever complained about your appearance?
No, she hasn't, of course. She always told me that I was beautiful.
Oh, you're handsome boy.
Handsome boy.
How are people's appearance today different from 100 years ago?
I think that today's people are not very different than 100 or 200 years ago, for example. But if we take, for example, 7 billion years ago, then of course people were very, very different. What could you do to improve your appearance? You don't need it, of course, but anyway.
I think you need to be more attentive to yourself. For example, you can read some articles about style or just ask your friends to help you in improving your style.
What could I do to improve my appearance?
I don't think you need to improve anything.
Has your appearance ever made you feel bad all day?
Yes, it has, especially when I have a meeting and wearing a dirty t-shirt, for example. It makes me feel bad all day.
Is it rude to tell someone that their appearance not good enough and they need to improve something?
It depends on who are you talking to. If you tell it to your friend, it's okay, of course.
Yeah, I think so too. How often do you check your appearance in the mirror?
Every morning, when leaving home.
Right. How often do you talk about others people's appearances?
Not often. That's a not so appropriate subject.
For people to talk
yes,
about.
usually people talk about only with friends, for example.
Yeah, only with friends. Yeah. Are people obsessed with appearance today? What do you think?
I think yes. Modern trends make us follow it, and sometimes people go too far with it. I don't think we need to pay too much attention to our appearance. There are many other things which are much more important in our life.
Yeah, I agree. Is what's on the inside more important than what's on the outside of people?
That's what I'm saying. People can look absolutely perfect but have nothing inside. I don't like such people, especially when they are too arrogant.
Right. Totally agree with you. Is appearance more important in politics or in show business?
In politics, of course. All politicians have to look intelligent and tidy all the time.
Yeah, because they're public
yeah.
people. So guys, that was a little talk about people appearances. If you like it, don't forget to like this video. One more time, you can find the PDF to this video in the description. So thank you very much and see you later. Bye.
Bye.